It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The Mark Cox Morning Show is brought to you by Thomas Helbig and Bob Kershaw with the Retirement Advisory Group, retirementkey.com.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is...
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This...
Let's get it on.
...is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. If you're just joining us, thank you for that. We've, of course, been here since 5 a.m. Not sure where you've been. Hopefully sleeping, if that's the case. But been covering it all for you today. Of course, the anniversary of the Ferguson shooting, death of Mike Brown. And there have been protests out there already and memorials. And, of course, there's going to be a big TV show tonight on network television on CBS. I'm sure memorializing and soft peddling the whole thing to make it seem like Mike Brown was murdered that day, which is, of course, what the ads that ran during the Cori Bush-Wesley Bell race would lead you to believe if you watched any of those. Because Wesley Bell and Cori Bush were both born out of the Ferguson mess up there to begin with, their political careers. It helped a lot of people politically. And many of them used it like a political football, and we've been talking more about that. We're going to have Chief Tom Jackson on, who was the Ferguson police chief at the time, and I'm anxious to get his thoughts on this, his reflections 10 years later. He's written a book on it as well, of his experience with that. Coming up here, we are going to get to Jim Carafano, and we've got Jeremy Jacobs as well, who's local. He's from St. Charles County and wants to talk more about that abortion measure that we're going to face on the ballot coming up in November. So we'll get to all of that for you here in just a minute. But for now, I want to welcome in Missouri Senator Denny Hoskins, who, of course, just won the Republican primary for Secretary of State. Senator, welcome back.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. You've had a busy couple days, huh?
It has been a very busy couple days. You know, obviously, we had a big win on Tuesday night and looking forward to the November election. But I've been on a lot of phone calls, trying to take a few days off between now and Monday, just to kind of relax, because we have been hard at it the last 2 years on the campaign trail.
Boy, that's the truth. Boy, it all came down to this, and this is the story that the headline I saw yesterday in the Post, the post-election headline in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. They've suddenly discovered, apparently, at the Post-Dispatch, that you're in favor of hand-counting ballots. And
yes,
they're all worked up over that. I'm not quite sure why. Didn't we do it that way for a number of years in Missouri?
Yes, we had to do that a number of years in Missouri until the machines came into the picture, probably within the last 20 years. So there's currently state statute that says how to hand count ballots. We used to know how to hand count, and we used to know how to count, and most certainly I think we still know how to count today.
Here's the weird thing. I mean, I call myself a recovering journalist. I was a reporter for many years, 25 years. Worked in TV, worked in radio over those years, covered numerous elections back before there were scanners or electronic voting machines. Everything was, you voted by hand on a paper ballot. It was counted by hand. And I rarely remember elections taking as long to be finalized as they are now. Now, in this day of technology, you'd think we'd have the whole thing done in 2 hours after the polls closed. It used to happen more quickly. These days, it gets dragged out all the time. How does this help that situation? Do you think we'd go back to shorter vote counts if we did it by hand?
Well, yes, I've sponsored legislation to hand count ballots, and I most certainly think that we can still do it again. You know, there's other countries that hand count ballots. In fact, in Warrensburg in August of 2023, we had a special election for one issue, and they did paper ballots and the hand count of those ballots. You know, Osage County, Missouri, in their municipal election in April of 2023, they did paper ballots, hand count ballots. I mean, like I said before, other countries have done it. We can do this. And the amount of savings that we'll save from not using the machines can be used to hire more people. You know, we can have shifts. They can start hand counting ballots in the morning on election day. So, I mean, this, I know some of my detractors say, oh, we can't hand count ballots. But like you said, Mark, we hand counted for years and years and years. It's just up until recently that these machines have come into play.
You know, one of the other questions comes into play with absentee ballots. And Mark, you and I were talking the other day on the show about how some states require you to get the ballot notarized, right? If you do absentee voting, just to verify you are who you say you are.
Right.
That's not a thing, Senator, in Missouri, right? Where you have to get it notarized.
That is not a thing. Now, we did put that in there for COVID when we had for a short time, but I believe that sunsets here with maybe this year or sunsets next year. But yes, notarizing your absentee ballot, I think is a good idea. You know, I think it would help prevent fraud and make sure that we have lots of election integrity in our elections.
Well, you know, and I know you've heard the national arguments just like everybody else. You listen to these liberal pundits who will tell you that Jamie Raskin said it the other day, the congressman, that if you go across the country, there are all these examples of people putting up blockades to making it easier to vote in Florida somewhere. If you're going to vote absentee and you can't leave your home, a blood relative or somebody living in the house has to be the one that transports the ballot to turn it in. When it comes to election integrity, can you have too many laws? I mean, I don't know why you would want to open it up to even the possibility that somebody would fraudulently vote. And all these things do is keep people working within the lines, right?
Exactly. We want to make it easier to vote, but harder to cheat. And so that's one of the things that obviously I'm focused on. And we want to make sure that people have confidence in their elections. I said it doesn't matter if people don't have confidence in their elections. It doesn't matter who they say won president, governor, secretary of state, city council, school board. There's going to be chaos, and chaos will ensue if people don't trust the election results. And so, you know, we need to make sure that people do feel confident in their elections. And we went a long way in that in 2022 when we passed the voter ID bill. Requires a voter ID, where we ban the ballot drop boxes. I mean, I've been in Washington, D.C. before, and on a corner, there's just some ballot drop box where, hey, if you can get your absentee ballot, and then you just take it and drop it in some, you know, it almost looks like, a mailbox kind of thing. And so, yeah, we need to make sure and do everything that we can do here in the state of Missouri. I know that we're pretty highly ranked as far as the Heritage Foundation go. I think we were third, and now we're seventh. But we received 0 out of 3 points in their scorecard to make sure that non-citizens don't vote here in the state of Missouri. So I'm looking forward to working on that issue as well.
Very good. And of course, you'd have to work with the legislature to get some of that done anyway. So, and you know all about that from your Senate days here now, right?
Yeah. Yes. Most certainly. I've learned that from my Senate days. In fact, I've had some colleagues, reach out and say, hey, if you're elected in November, we'd love to work with you on some election integrity bills. And so most certainly I look forward to that.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on your primary win, Senator, and we'll look forward to having you on again.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. Talk to you soon. Senator Denny Hoskins there is going to be the Republican nominee for Secretary of State. And one reason I wanted to talk to him today is that Virginia's Governor Glenn Youngkin just mandated paper ballots through executive order for their election this November. He wants to make sure that the machines, in terms of the voting machines, are not involved. Good for him. Coming up, Jim Carafano. Find out more about what's going on in the Middle East and the risk of Israel being attacked once again.
Get more at 971talk.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.